Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Steve Price. He is with the USU Eastern Extension. We're going to talk about the a project that they just had last week, a little bit of help cleaning up along the Price River here in Price, and also the pesticide CEUs that are coming up. And this is kind of interesting to me, nothing that I really knew about, so I've learned a lot today. Steve, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
So let's start with the project that you guys worked on last week. What was all that entailed? And you had a bunch of different agencies that helped you.
Yeah, so this was a cooperative project with the Skyline Cooperative Weed Management Area. So they came in, and we had cooperators from, I think, 10 different agencies, and we removed invasive Russian olive and tamarisk trees from along the northern side of Price River Walkway. Went through, chipped them all out, got rid of them. There's still a bit more work to do. It was a very ambitious project, but we made decent headway. And then we actually had two classes from the high school. They came out and planted native trees along the river. So hopefully those take for us and we can increase the biodiversity and habitat there.
So you had the high school came down and helped. You also had people from a lot of other like state and federal agencies as well, correct?
Yeah, so we had different folks from Utah Department of Natural Resources, BLM Forest Service, the State Forestry Office. We got some help from Carbon and Emery County weed departments. So a lot of different people, and that's really a project that size. That's what it takes, is all of us coming together, because no one agency could handle that by themselves.
And that's really one thing that maybe a lot of people don't realize is, yes, Russian olives look nice, and people like the smell of a Russian olive right after it rains, but they are very invasive, and they'll take over everything, right?
Yeah. So initially, that area was treated about 15 years ago, and what we were doing is removing the stuff that had grown back, just so it didn't retake the area. And I think it's going to look a lot better, particularly if we get some of those native trees growing. It's going to look awesome.
So a lot of work went on down there. Now let's talk about work that's coming up even into like next spring, when people have to start spraying and for using pesticides and things like that.
That's right.
And you're having some issues this year, of course, with having classes. So you're going to have to move these classes a little, you know, and move them online, just like it seems like everything else is going. So let's talk about what pesticide CEUs are and what kind of classes you guys are going to have to take care of this year.
So anybody, so there's different types of pesticides. There's the type of pesticides, something like Roundup maybe, or 2,4-D that you can just go buy from a local hardware store. That's not what we're really talking about. What we're talking about are registered use pesticides. So these are things that maybe agencies have to use to control noxious weeds, or things that farmers might have to use occasionally to get rid of pests or weeds in their fields. So those require, because they are sold in really large concentrated quantities, the state requires and national law requires that people get a registered use pesticide permit to apply those. So these CEUs, these are basically geared towards you getting the education, continuing education units, and that way, if you get so many of those within your 3 years' time, the state says, okay, you don't have to come take the test again, you're good. And so that's, I typically provide a big class for that in person, but we're moving online this year. So we have a suite of different dates coming out that people can join in and get those CEUs.
Okay, so let's talk about them. If people are interested in getting signed up for these classes, what do they need to do?
So the best thing to do is visit either Utah Extension, USU Extension and Carbon County's Facebook page, We have the dates posted there, so you can check those out. You can also go to the Utah Department of Agriculture and Food. They have their pesticide website, and all of our online CEUs are also on their calendar. And you can also call your local extension office and figure out what's coming up as well.
Okay, and so once again, these will all be like a Zoom-type meeting, and it's for commercial and private use as well, correct?
Yep.
Two different classes, but...
Yeah, so there's different dates for the commercial applicators and then different dates for the private. If you're non-commercial, you can pretty much join into either one. The commercial might be a little bit more geared to what you do, but there'll be Zoom classes starting at 9 a.m. and then going to 1 p.m. So there's a lot of different options for you to rack up some CAU credits.
Okay, so if anybody has questions, can they just call you down at the office, and what's the number?
Yeah, they can call us. That's probably one of the easier ways to figure out what the actual dates are. Our office number is 435-636-3233.
All right, Stephen Price with the USU Extension here in Carbon County. Thank you so much for stopping in today and letting people know about these things.
Thanks for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com, or listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.